is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. More areas of fire-scarred New Mexico are reopening today to residents who fled two huge wildfires last week. Joanne Otero is not sure what she's going to find.
I don't know what the situation is there. It is kind of scary going home just to see, and, you know, if we can just need to clean up smoke and stuff, we're all okay with that, so long as we have a home.
The fires destroyed hundreds of homes. In the upper Midwest, people along rivers in three states are dealing with heavy flooding. CBS Minnesota's Kirsten Mitchell.
Michelle Vogel.
You need another 40 bags?
Put out a call for help on Facebook.
We need 40 more bags!
And the community.
We had people shoveling, people filling, people tying, and people hauling.
Showed up.
We've done over 3,000 bags today.
She owns the Channel Inn in Warsaw.
In my 35 years out here, never seen the water this high.
After deaths off the Florida Panhandle blamed on rip currents and dozens of weekend rescues off the North Carolina coast, officials in several states are trying to get the word out on safety. The Weather Channel's Stephanie Abrams.
So if you're caught in a rip, you want to stay calm, float, call for help, swim parallel to shore. Once you're out of the rip current, you can then swim back to the beach.
The U.S. Supreme Court's agreed to take up the appeal of restrictions on gender-affirming care for young people in some states. Emory University law professor Fred Smith says there are a lot of issues at stake.
So you have kind of an equal protection question here because it implicates gender discrimination. And then you have a privacy issue here to the extent that it's interfering with really deeply personal medical decisions.
The court today rejected a challenge to a 2021 Connecticut law that eliminated that state's religious exemption from childhood vaccine requirements. 3 years ago today, the condo collapse in Surfside, Florida, that killed 98 people. Today, survivors took a moment.
I'm Peter King. The moment of silence came at 1:22 a.m. with dozens of family members there to mark the exact moment it happened. Mike Noriega's grandmother was one of the 98 people who died.
If you've ever had a dream that just felt so real that you had to convince yourself that it was not real, it was the opposite process for this, that I had to convince myself that it was real.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says today traffic fatalities were down 3% over the first 3 months of this year. That's the eighth straight quarterly decline. Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 300 points, NASDAQ down 93, and the S&P is up about 7. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
This is news from WAUK and WRJN. Several people wound up in the hospital after a boat accident on Lake Michigan in Racine last night. The sheriff's office says it happened just east of the Reef Point Marina at about 9 o'clock. Investigators say one boat was going too fast when it hit a second boat. One of the victims was taken to Fratert Hospital with life-threatening injuries. The Department of Natural Resources is leading the crash investigation. The city of Kenosha is looking for feedback on a five-year plan for the city. Part of the initial plan proposes fixing up 120 housing units and creating new jobs. The city is also looking for input on neighborhood revitalization, affordable housing, and other priorities. People are encouraged to review the plan online and give feedback at a public meeting tomorrow night at the Kenosha Municipal Building. And that's what you need to know. This is Civic Media News.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Brewers Myers with another victory.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers winning 6-2 in San Diego Sunday against the Padres, thanks to another strong showing from rookie pitcher Tobias Myers, center fielder Blake Perkins.
Yeah, Toby's been pitching really well. I think just attacking their lineup, attacking the hitters with his fastball and not being afraid to use his other pitches, the cutter, changeup. I'm happy for him, man. It's good to see. He provided us a really good start, you know, with shutdown innings, especially after we came through and scored. Those are big.
Myers has now won 4 in a row. Pat Murphy.
Tobias was great. I mean, this kid continues to work in between starts. He continues to be serious about his unexpected arrival in the big leagues. Since he's been here, he's decided that I'm going to listen to these guys.
The Brewers host the Rangers tonight. College basketball, 6'2" guard Adrian Knopp, who helped lead Sussex Hamilton High to the postseason, committed to the Wisconsin Badgers over the weekend. He'll report as a preferred walk-on. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
Bright blue skies and highs in the upper 70s. Winds a touch breezy out of the south as the system strikes overnight, bringing chances for strong to severe thunderstorms that could have high, damaging winds and large hail. Stay weather savvy. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
And I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. Saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer.
It's local news and timeless hits on WRJN. I'm a believer from the Monkees, and Chris Morrow in for Cindy Huber today. Mike Clemens and I had an online conversation over the weekend about the Monkees TV show. Mike was doing a extended, what is it called, a binge, a viewing binge of the old Monkees TV shows. Came across several great songs that Mike Nesmith had written, and they played on the show. I'm gonna try to find it and see if I can play part of it for you later on today, or maybe tomorrow, filling in for Cindy. Nonetheless, Monkees were underrated as far as musicians go. They're really a pretty good band, despite the corny TV show, right? We are rolling through a beautiful afternoon. CCR now, WRJN.
Help a good job in the city. Waking for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep. And worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning. Proud mirror keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river. Clean a lot of plates in Memphis. Pumped a lot of pain down in New Orleans. But I never saw the good side of a city till I hitched a ride on a riverboat queen. Big wheel keep on painting. Proud mirror keep on burning. Rolling, 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 rolling on the river.
Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Yeah.
We are Racine's home for local news for 97 years. And now we've added in those timeless hits like Elvis there and Burnin' Love. Chris Morrow in for Cindy Huber today. Don't forget, this is the week we get busy downtown. Another Music on the Monument year kicks off on Friday downtown at Monument Square. Live music down there. Going to be a little bluesy on Friday. All kinds of fun next week, of course, with the 4th of July coming up. Listen for details on all the parade stuff we're doing, the fireworks, all that fun stuff next week with WRJN.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest!
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
While your lips are close to mine, will last forever.
summer night.
Seems home for local news for 97 years. Now we've added in these timeless hits on WRJN, The Drifters, with this magic moment. Dan Chris Morrow in for Cindy Huber this afternoon. Kurt Vollman's back from vacation. I'm sure he'll have stories about his cruise. I know, was it Caribbean? I'm not sure where he went. I'm sure he'll tell us after the news at 2 today here on WRJN.
Oh,
27 years, we've had Racine's local news, and now it's Timeless Hits as well, WRJN. Good afternoon, I'm Chris Morrow, cruising up until 1:30 here today. A lot of active news out there as far as weather from the weekend, and weather still to come, maybe as early as tonight, or late tonight, or early tomorrow morning. Let's get that update from the Radio Park Newsroom. We'll check in with Terry Bell.
7 Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Computer hackers may have leaked the personal information of about 20,000 people in Wisconsin on Medicaid. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services announced the breach Friday after suspicious activity was found on an email account for Disability Rights Wisconsin. Voters tell polls they're more concerned about crime in the economy than abortion, but Democratic Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski says voters still prefer candidates who'd protect reproductive rights.
And so while the first thing out of his mouth was about the economy, he was actually voting for his daughters. And I think that's, you know, we're hearing more and more when you actually have these more detailed conversations.
Today is the second anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court Dobbs decision that overturned Roe versus Wade. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WAUK and WRJN. The cleanup goes on today after severe weather hit southeast Wisconsin Saturday night. The National Weather Service confirmed 6 tornadoes, and there may have been more. The extent of the damage still is not determined. More than 12,000 We Energy's customers lost power shortly after the storms hit. Besides the usual disruptions, Saturday's storms forced the cancellation of the Dave Matthews Band concert at Alpine Valley and entertainment at several other festivals. A former Milwaukee Public Library in Bayview could be repurposed. The Department of City Development is looking for a buyer for the former Llewellyn Library on Russell Avenue. Milwaukee officials hope a buyer could turn it into anything from apartments to offices. The building is open for walkthroughs this week. Bids must be submitted by the end of July. And that's what you need to know. This is Civic Media News.
Bright blue skies and highs in the upper 70s. Winds a touch breezy out of the south as a system strikes overnight, bringing chances for strong to severe thunderstorms that could have high, damaging winds and large hail. Stay weather savvy. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Somebody.
news and timeless hits on WRJN. Cindy Huber still taking the week off. I'm Chris Morrow, filling in for a few more minutes until we get up to Kurt Volman time just after 2 this afternoon. Probably should have saved this song for tomorrow, but we'll do it today.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you when you change? Question why she needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost. Such a cause.
Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you when you change with every new day? Still, I'm gonna miss you.
There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time. Lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. Ain't life unkind?
From Badfinger. A lot of people thought that was a Beatles record when it first came out. It's WRJN, your home for local news for 97 years. And, of course, now timeless hits. Chris Morrow in for Cindy. Harbor Market back on the downtown streets this Thursday night. All the fun, the food, the music, everything you need to kind of get ready for the weekend and then the holiday weekend soon to follow. Get all the details about what's going on downtown. The Downtown Racine Corporation has their own website with a detailed schedule. You can find that link at our website, WRJN.com, or simply go to DowntownRacine.com.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Craving a delicious bite that'll make your tail wag with joy? Dogs and Cream has the hot dog game on lock. Whether you have a hankering for a Chicago dog, a pretzel dog, or any other gourmet frank, Dogs and Cream is happiness on a bun. Made to order, ensuring each bite is delectable perfection. Make sure you save room for this sweet companion, velvety soft serve custard that'll melt your troubles away. Delicious. Smiles are our specialty at Dogs and Cream, located at 2721 Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank, check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring, Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Bring the good vibes to the ballpark on July 26th for Brewers Yacht Rock Night. Presented by Wintrust, Wisconsin's Bank. Grab a special ticket to take home a Brewers captain hat. Plus, enjoy the game against Miami. Get yours now at brewers.com/theme nights. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
The beat goes on, the beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has turned the page, The miniskirt's the current thing, goes on, the beat goes on.
The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da.
The grocery store, the supermarket. Still keep on marching off to war.
Electrically they keep a baseball score.
And the beat goes on, the beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee,
grandma's sitting in chairs and reminisce.
Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss.
The cars keep a-going faster all the time. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Goes
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN, your home for Brewer baseball. Brewers back at home starting tonight. Pregame 6:35. And then the Texas Rangers at 7:10.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
whoa,
twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you,
oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Several states in the nation's midsection are underwater today after heavy rains caused severe flash floods. CBS Minnesota reporter Kirsten Mitchell talked to residents just south of Minneapolis.
In Faribault, Dennis and Connie Drentlaw took a ride around the neighborhood.